Fierce fighting continues in Yemen. An army commander says fighters loyal to the country's Ansarullah movement have taken control of the presidential palace in the capital, Sana'a. The Shia fighters, known as the Houthis, are still engaged in clashes with the presidential guards there. They've also reportedly disarmed two units of them. Meanwhile, local media say unmanned U.S. aircraft have been seen flying in the skies of the capital city. The renewed fighting comes after talks between the president and Houthi advisors failed to bear any results. The negotiations were held after the two sides agreed on a ceasefire on Monday. The truce took effect after the Shia fighters managed to take control of a key army base overlooking the presidential palace. They also captured the state news agency. Meanwhile, the leader of Yemen's Ansarullah movement has accused the government of failing to implement the terms of a national dialogue deal signed by all political factions and thus escalating the situation in the country.
The appropriate way was to implement what was stipulated in this agreement at the political level and at the economic level and at the security level. If this had been achieved, if the political factions had moved in that direction, and if the president had taken a serious, responsible approach in this direction, we, over the past 4 months, we would have sensed, as a Yemeni people and as Yemeni citizens, we would have sensed a big change at the level of stability and security.
Well, Houthi said that some government officials plotted against the outcome of the national dialogue document. The Ansarullah leader also hailed the Yemeni army for refusing to act as a tool in the hands of those who are conspiring against the nation. Houthi warned of a further escalation if President Abdurrahman Mansour Hadi fails to speed up implementation of the UN-brokered peace deal. He also voiced defiance to the UN Security Council, saying, quote, "Any measure by the Council to force the Arab nation to succumb will not be beneficial." Let's speak to our correspondent, Yusuf Maori, who joins us now from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. Now, Yusuf, tell us a bit more about what's taking place there on the ground in Yemen as far as this recent situation goes.
Yes, well, first of all, the Houthi leader's speech, it mainly touched up on many issues which are taking place here in Yemen. Most of these issues, they all come back to implementing the Peace and National Partnership Agreement, which was signed in September 21st between the Houthis and the Yemeni government. Now, what the Houthi leader basically said today is that President Abdurrahman Mansour Hadi, the current government, and many political factions, they are basically under the control of foreign powers. And this is why the Houthi leader, and this is why we witnessed the Houthis advance to the capital of Sana'a. This is why we witnessed today the Houthis are taking over the presidential palace of Abdurrahman Mansour Hadi, which is basically the nucleus of the Yemeni government where all the political decisions are made. So the Houthi leader is basically telling the Yemeni people that this was the only way forward, and this was the only way for the Yemeni people to gain control of their political affairs and establish a new political foundation based on national partnership, which will bear fruit for the Yemeni people and for all the political factions of the country. And this is why we witnessed the Houthi takeover today, and this is why we witnessed the Houthi revolution back in September. The Houthi leader, he touched up on what President Abdurrahman Mansour Hadi needs to do in the coming days or immediately, according to Abdelmalek al-Houthi, or else all options are on the table. And what that basically means is that if Abdurrahman Mansour Hadi does not implement or does not live according to the Peace and National Partnership Agreement, then the Houthis will take further actions to make sure that there will not be any more delays or violations of this Peace and National Partnership Agreement. The deal which was signed on September 21st, it basically stipulated that the Houthis, the Ansarullah movement, they would basically now have a say-so in Yemen's political affairs. The Houthis from day one, ever since they signed that deal, they said they will not tolerate or accept any type of foreign intervention, whether that be of Saudi Arabia, the British government, or that of the U.S.
Right. Now, speaking of which, Yusuf, it seems that the United Nations is siding with the government of President Abdurrahman.
And according to the Houthi, if they don't give him an answer, all options are left on the table.
Okay.
And we can expect to see further clashes erupt here in the capital, Sana'a.
All right, Prasib Yusuf Mawri, they're reporting from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a, via Skype. Yusuf, thanks very much indeed.